an halacha that needs a clarification. The halacha says that when a girl is planning on getting married, let's take a regular case, a single girl, betula, she gets engaged, make a wedding date. So clearly the halacha says she must go to the mikveh. Usually it's her first time going to the mikveh before she actually gets married. Halacha also says that she needs to prepare herself at least 7 days before the wedding, like a regular lady who's an ida that needs to make what's called hefsek tahara. She needs to establish that she stops seeing her ida, which needs to count 7 days. She has to make bidikot every morning, every afternoon. And then, of course, on the seventh day, in this case, she doesn't have to go at night, she can go during the day, she goes to the mikveh. It seems like a very pashut halakha, and everybody knows this. It's taught in the marriage classes, that this is the way we prepare a bride for a wedding date. Although, maybe the betula is not allowed, not able to make the bidikot like a regular married girl, but she makes the bidikot as best as she can. And that's what the halakha demands. I'm only saying this because it came to my attention that there are those that are making a big mistake when it comes to this halakha. And they're teaching the girls that they just have to count 7 days and they don't have to make bidikot. They don't have to make the checkings. Not sure exactly where the mistake comes from. Maybe it comes from the fact that the Beit Yosef wrote, when he talked about the halakha and kuptza vibet in Yoredea, he didn't mention the anyan of the bidikot. However, there's a reason for this. Because it could be he was talking about in the olden days when the ladies or the single girls used to go to the mikveh. So it could be she was tehora anyway mid the oraita. So then she just has to wait a regular 7 days. But today that our ladies don't go to the mikveh before they're married, so all of them are ida de oraita. So they need the regular preparations, like any ida would make, for a husband. Hacham Avayah writes this clearly in Taharat Abayit. It's in Chelek Aleph, on page Taf Ayin Aleph. He clearly writes that every betula, every bride, before the marriage, needs to prepare for 7 days with bidikot as best as she can. As far as the bidikot can reach, that's where the bidikot are supposed to be made. Again, I'm only saying halakha that is pashut to everyone, but since I saw that some people are misunderstanding it, it's worthy to repeat it, that it should be known that this is the way that it's done. Chacham Avayah's languages, Hatan v'kana shekavu zman karov liyom nisuehem, they prepare a wedding date, v'haskamat shenehem, v'tchilu b'hachanot, they're preparing the preparations for the wedding, ala kana, nafsik b'tahara, she has to make hefsek tahara, which means be'opan shetibdok atzma etev, ad kama shayad magat, v'tespor shiva nekiyim, she counts 7 days, v'tibdok atzma b'chol yom. And she should check herself on every day. In the case where a girl cannot make bidikot every day for whatever reason, she should ask her rabbi exactly what she's supposed to do. But the leniency to make no bidikot is not an option. Maybe the rabbi will tell her make it on the first day and the seventh day, but something clearly must be done.